You'll hear a story about Jane and Dylan. For questions 1 to 6, write the missing information. You must write a word, a number, or a short phrase that you hear. You'll hear the recording twice. You now have 40 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start.
Everyone knows that Santa Claus lives at the North Pole. So why Jane Glaub and Dylan Parker started receiving hundreds of letters addressed to Santa at their New York City apartment was a real mystery. Initially, they didn't take the letters seriously. They googled their address to see if they could see why so many children thought Santa lived at their apartment, but they found nothing. Then the couple began to read the letters and noticed that they all had something in common. They were all from families in New York whose parents were too poor to buy their children presents for Christmas. The difficult situation of their fellow New Yorkers touched Jane and Dylan. Most of the letters were handwritten. Some were light-hearted and asked for video games. Many were from mothers who couldn't afford to give their children even the basic necessities. They requested winter clothing, blankets, and shoes. One letter specifically moved Dylan. It was from a little boy asking Santa for a bed. He said reading it was emotionally painful. Jim and Dylan decided to act. They posted each letter on social media and asked friends, family, and strangers to help. Immediately, people from all over the world hurried to answer them. The reaction was unbelievable. Jane and Dylan left New York a few years ago and moved to London. But every Christmas, they continue to answer letters from families in need. They contact the person who is living in their old apartment in New York, who sends them the letters. They created a non-profit organisation called Miracle on 22nd Street to connect the letter writers with people who can help them. 9 years later, not a single letter has gone unanswered. Dylan and Jane's project has since turned into a global gifting movement. Jane and Dylan say they are going to answer the letters for as long as they are written.
You have 15 seconds to check your answers. Now you'll hear the text again.
Everyone knows that Santa Claus lives at the North Pole. So why Jane Glaub and Dylan Parker started receiving hundreds of letters addressed to Santa at their New York City apartment was a real mystery. Initially, they didn't take the letters seriously. They googled their address to see if they could see why so many children thought Santa lived at their apartment, but they found nothing. Then the couple began to read the letters and noticed that they all had something in common. They were all from families in New York whose parents were too poor to buy their children presents for Christmas. The difficult situation of their fellow New Yorkers touched Jane and Dylan. Most of the letters were handwritten. Some were light-hearted and asked for video games. Many were from mothers who couldn't afford to give their children even the basic necessities. They requested winter clothing, blankets, and shoes. One letter specifically moved Dylan. It was from a little boy asking Santa for a bed. He said reading it was emotionally painful. Jim and Dylan decided to act. They posted each letter on social media and asked friends, family and strangers to help. Immediately, people from all over the world hurried to answer them. The reaction was unbelievable. Jane and Dylan left New York a few years ago and moved to London. But every Christmas, they continue to answer letters from families in need. They contact the person who is living in their old apartment in New York, who sends them the letters. They created a non-profit organisation called Miracle on 22nd Street to connect the letter writers with people who can help them. 9 years later, not a single letter has gone unanswered. Dylan and Jane's project has since turned into a global gifting movement. Jane and Dylan say they are going to answer the letters for as long as they are written.
You have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the task.